is a space plane flashback from March 11th, 2020, the day before the death of the old world. Enjoy.
And then the bone started connecting. The leg bone connected to the hip bone. You know what I'm saying? The toes connected to the feet connected to the ankle connected to the shin connected to the knee connected to the leg connected to the hip connected to the, you know what I'm saying? Even the dick came on there, the nuts, you know what I'm saying? The arm connected to the shoulder and shit. The shoulder connected to this part of the body and shit. The neck put itself on the shoulders and shit. Everything started connecting. Then the flesh came and then the blood came. He said, wow, what? Yeah, life and death is in the power of your tongue. He said, speak to those dry bones. And he started speaking to them. And then that whole plane of existence was resurrected. It was saved. It was revised. It was restored. Why? Because of the power of his words. In the Old Testament, it says, the power of words, that you can speak wells of fortune or snares of enslavement. Wells of fortune. Your words precede you. Your words precede you. On your journey, you're creating everything that you want on your journey. You're creating everything on your journey.
I know it! No, you know it! Kill it, Osai Elohim!
Little boy. Okay. Bass and drum.
Thank you.
Like, I just attracted this woman who, you know, that's just something else. That's something else.
Yeah, don't talk about that. You always get to that stupid shit, you Gilio side. Don't talk about that.
But, you know, I attracted this woman because I think she's sexy.
It's something about her being sexy.
I would like to fuck the shit out of her. I would like to eat her pussy. I would like to fuck the shit out of her. And something inside of me attracted something inside of her. And it's there. It's there. It might happen. It may not.
Oh, that's like, nebus. Joseph Puglia and Frank Reinhart. But not the one you're thinking of. No relation to the musician Django Reinhart.
Said if I get a horn, I'ma develop my ability to play the music. You know what I'm saying? And in doing that, it's also I'ma play it at a certain frequency that banishes shame, that banishes guilt, that banishes fear, that banishes worry, that banishes stress, that banishes lust. I want to play the horn. I want to banish demons with my shit. I want to play at a frequency of love, at a frequency of courage, at a frequency of, you know what I'm saying? I want to vibrate on those frequencies. I want to use the horn, the trumpet, as a way to disrupt the density that's around me and recreate the atmosphere of being a loving atmosphere and put love and light into the world. I want to incorporate that in my poetry. I want to incorporate that in my music. I want to incorporate the horn in my lifestyle. I just want to fuck around with it. You know what I'm saying? I also want to fulfill that childhood dream of mine that, damn, man, I should have stayed in that band class.
But you never had the discipline, did you?
I feel like I got music inside of me. And I want to bring it out. I want to develop that which is inside of me. I want to bring it out. Why? Because if you feel something inside of you and it's dormant, it's there for a reason. When you take what's inside of you and you bring it out, if you develop it, then your whole life begins to amplify. I believe that the horn, the trumpet, would amplify me. It would create better things in my sphere of reality. I can use the horn, the trumpet, to attract all kind of abundance, all kind of wealth, all kind of situations where I could actually reach more beings.
Thank you. to be a dentist.
Well, I'm pretty glad I didn't become a dentist.
I'm Kenny G!
William! remember Monsters, the TV series by the same guy that produced Tales from the Dark Side? Premier!
So I've been speaking to my angels and letting them know, you know what? You know, this is not just a want, this is a need. I need to develop that music that's inside of me. It's inside of me. It's like when you hear like music, some of you, right? You might got dance inside of you. You might got a dance ability inside of you, but it's dormant. It's just inside of you. It's just there, deep inside of you. And every time you hear the music, you see yourself dancing. You feel yourself dancing, and in one of your other realities, you're probably actually dancing. You're probably actually, you know what I'm saying, dancing and doing shit. But in this reality, you haven't yet finally moved your body in the way to where, you know what I'm saying, you get a groove down and you actually dancing and shit. Body in the way to where you choreograph an actual dance routine. You see what I'm saying? And so the dance inside of you is dormant. And you need to bring that out. You need to express yourself. Because what happens is, if you don't begin to express yourself, beloved, then you're going to start hating yourself. And it's going to reflect on your sphere of reality. It's going to reflect at your workplace. You're going to be more uptight at your workplace. You're going to be more uptight, you know what I'm saying, with your family, interacting with other beings. Why? Because you're really projecting shit on them. That you really have inside of you.
You know, I put some rhymes in there. The other day, I put the pencil to the paper. I used to grab that, all right. That's what that takes to ignite
things.
Hey, they call nigga lying. With the pretty shit on it all the time. But you got to know, it still sound great. Even though it's been 2 or 3 days. And man, we can just rewind that. You pull it off. Hey, we got it made, rolling, kicking fat tracks. Everybody gonna know about that. Or the single painted moon.
Going to bed and so forth, and I was in kind of a half dream state, and I was having a very pleasant dream about my mother, and it was in a house that I wasn't familiar with. And then all of a sudden my mother started to act very inappropriately, and I thought, this isn't my mother. You know, she was acting in this kind of provocative way, and I thought, my mom wasn't like that. You know, she was like a regular mom, you know. So as I noticed that, all of a sudden the image changed. It wasn't my mother anymore. It was the lady that's on the cover, the reptilian. And she grabbed me and she put me against the wall. I mean, slammed me against the wall. And I, mind you, I'm 6'3", about 260 pounds. I'm a big guy, and that takes a lot of strength. And she did it like I was a feather, you know, just... And then she told me that I can do whatever I want to you. I can do this thing, I can do that thing, I can do whatever I want, and there's nothing you can do about it. And the message I was getting is that she was upset. And I was trying to figure out why. She didn't tell me exactly why she was upset, but I'll tell you what I was doing at the time was I was completing this comic book. And the one of the, you know, the kind of the bad guys in the comic book are reptilians. And I've also written about them before, some other experiences I've had. So, and I had talked to our mutual friend Terry Lovelace about it, and you know, shared some of those experiences. And so I knew, and I talked to Yvonne Smith, who I think you probably know.
Everybody to see. Black soul got it.
over the celestial globe. It's coming on down. It's shaping the way of things to be. In your
drop.
Cursing these motherfuckers too. Look, stop complaining about gas stations and the oil refineries and, you know what I'm saying, the banks and all of that. Man, look, this shit is spiritual. Even your Bible tells you we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness, evil rulers to sit in heavenly high places. We gotta pull that shit down. We gotta pull down those strongholds. We gotta pull down those principalities. And the way we pull them down is by using our abilities. We have an ability. We have a word. Our word is God. We need to start planting our word. Our words are seeds. We need to start planting our seeds into the universe. Start cursing shit. We need to curse these motherfuckers. I was somewhere the other day and I cursed them motherfuckers. I said, man, you cursed. I curse you with a curse. This business will not succeed. This business will fail. In 1 week's time, this business will be boarded up. I came back and 2 days later when the whole motherfucking gas station was closed down. Boarded up and shit.
Shut up, man. Real life stories.
Laying my journey hard and slow. Sometimes traveling on life highway. Sometimes sailing on life sea. But I'm back on the road to the city. And I'll never turn back, no. Oh, Lord, no more. Well, no more. No more, me no more. I'll keep on till I reach the other shore. Oh, rain may fall, wind may roll, storm may rise, wind may blow, but I'll never turn back. Sometimes rugged, my seeds hard and long.
Start cursing these motherfuckers. Start using your words. It said it in your Bible. It says, curse those who curse you and bless those who bless you. Listen, man, if you taking care of me, I'ma take care of you. If I'm taking care of you, you better take care of me with the same shit that I'm taking care of you with. If not, I curse your ass, cause I don't give a fuck. I don't got no room in my sphere of reality for some bullshit. I ain't got no room to let the motherfucking matter to it. Live. The Matator, you know, the bull, beast, in Greek mythology. I ain't got no fucking room in space to let the Matator live. Cut the bullshit. That's the Matator. The bull. Cut the bullshit, man, right now. I ain't got no time for that. Why are you in my space? How could you contribute to me creating this universe? Cut the bullshit, man. Look, my tolerance is this much. Your ass got 10 seconds with me, man. Make yourself interesting within the first 3 seconds. Look, people are lucky if they get past the first 10 seconds with me, man. Because I ain't playing no fucking games right now, yo. I don't have no time for no fucking games. I don't. That's why I tell you, stop watching TV. Stop watching that shit. Stop letting these motherfuckers program you. Separate your shit from this, from yourself from the destiny for a while. Feed your consciousness. And then come back. And then when you watch
Never
TV,
go back.
You can watch TV. Why? Because you've already changed the mechanism that you use.
Watch Sanford and Shine.
It ain't the shit that you're viewing that you gotta change. It's the mechanism that you use to view the shit that you view that you gotta change. And that's why we say, stop watching TV for a long ass time. Till you come into this higher consciousness, until you get into your higher senses. And once you come into your higher senses, then you can go back and watch TV. And then you can change the mechanism. Why? Because when you're watching this shit, you ain't watching this shit because you want to be entertained. You watching this shit because you deciphering light codes and you pulling shit because you know that they communicate over the airlines.
Damn straight! You listen to that space plane, CKUT 90.3. I'm the host of the show, Tony E.
Weird some things.
I'll be here till maybe 3, but really till 2, really.
Hypnotherapist, and had a session with her, and she was the one who told me that it's kind of rare for people to have reptilian experiences. But anyway, that's why she's on the cover, to kind of remind me that there is so much we don't understand. And it's not so much the, you know, simplistic good guys, bad guys kind of thing. It's you know, what are the intentions? Some of those intentions might be not too bad, but some we might consider not helpful for us. But, you know, everything wants to live, and it has a reason for being alive, and I think they're no different.
No
reason. And sometimes I think that what we do interferes with whatever their plans are, and everything I've heard from other people about reptilians is that they're very rough. They're very rough. You know, they're not gentle creatures. They're very rough. And that was my experience with her. But also very alluring, which was this really strange part about it. She, you know, if you look at that, the cover of the book, you know, she's scary, but she's yet kind of attractive in an odd kind of way at the same time. So,
okay. That, by the way, that's my dog in the background. She's sleeping and she's sort of growling.
Shut that thing up, Carrie. So my God.
I don't know.
Probably not. Yeah. There.
But at any rate, just
it ruined the show.
Okay.
So. Yeah, really interesting, you know, drawing, and I hadn't got to that part of the book yet. So, in terms of when you became a professor, you brought this side of your life in, and at least in this book, you're talking about a lot of your early life.
Hey, see, we get
also,
away.
Yeah.
You seem to be stumbling around a lot. And
oh, yeah. Keep them flying.
It seemed that your realization about yourself as a sort of more of a creative person didn't come till later in life, if I understand it correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce Schulheim.
That ain't the story about me. That story about some dude. talking about the generalities of the ETs.
I said, watch me. But you can't see shit, but you can if you try. In the center of your mind, like a hologram, the third eye. And what you see with that never tells a lie. The truth will hit your soul, might make you cry.
How it is that you ended up even, you know, getting into teaching and then getting, I guess, a professor.
We don't care about that. How you get started in misleading the youth.
What we do. myself some fine rebop. Heidi, heidi, heidi. Oh, the heidi ho, man, that's me. Heidi, 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 heidi.
Heidi, heidi, heidi.
Heidi, 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 heidi.
Heidi, 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 heidi.
Heidi, heidi, heidi.
Heidi,
heidi, heidi,
heidi.
Say, I have to in London. I have to in Holland. I have to in Gay Paris. Yes, siree, yes, siree. Oh, the hearty old man, that's me. Hearty, hearty, hearty,
hearty. Hearty, hearty,
hearty. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, 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 hey. Hearty,
hearty,
hearty, hearty.
Hearty, hearty,
hearty. Say, Jack, ain't you glad you dumped my jive? Look here, Mitch, hand me over that right greasy five. Hearty, oh, hearty, hearty. Just about as sharp as me. Yes, siree. Yes, siree. Oh, the honey, oh man, that's me. Hidey,
hidey.
Hidey, hidey. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, hidey, hidey.
Hidey,
hidey. Hidey, hidey,
hidey.
Oh, the good summer. The hearty old man, that's me.
So now you're watching this shit to decipher what's really going on, so that you can come back and share with people. Stop letting these motherfuckers keep you in low distance. Make this shift in consciousness. If you feeling like the Nephilim Giants is evil still, you on the wrong side of energy. You gotta make the shift in consciousness. Come into the Nephilim paradigm. Come into that I am a giant. Embrace that. When you wanna be 3,000 feet tall versus 5'6". When you wanna be 5,000 feet tall versus 6'1".
That could be inconvenient.
Infinite feet tall. Infinite in sound, infinite in height, infinite in weight. When you want to be infinite, why the fuck you want to be a midget? Stop claiming that shit, man. Come into your higher consciousness, your God consciousness. I keep telling you, embrace your God consciousness. You know what I'm saying? Stop thinking like a man. Start thinking like the head. Your Bible tells you, you the head and not the tail. Stop thinking like the tail, the body. Think with your God consciousness. Start, embrace your Elohim. I'm God. You're worthy enough to be God. I did the video, become worthy, become interesting. You gotta say, I am worthy enough to be God. Stop feeling like you a man or a woman. Stop embracing that whole human consciousness. You God living a human reality. Show and prove that you God. I call you God, I call you Goddess because you know thyself. I want you to show and prove that you got, though. Start using your magnets. Your D's, your C's, your U's. Start using your magnets. Your D's, your C's, and your U's. Drawing in energy.
Jumbo Kamalini.
Billy calls himself hands up. When my first conscious memory before I did any kind of hypnotic regression was an alien came to me in 1997, and in this, you know, I didn't know how to control or manage my connections in the paranormal or alien world or the quantum world, so this vision came to me, and it was of a this entity that looked almost proto-human, or some people would say maybe like a kachina, if you're familiar with the southwestern Indian magical dolls, the kachina, kind of looked like that, or proto-human. And he told me he was the progenitor, that he was the original contact on Earth for human beings, alien contact. And he introduced himself, and he told me that that I'm in a long line of what he called seers, which I guess people that see beyond the worlds, and was kind of giving me some advice. And that was in 1997. Well, I kept it to myself. I didn't tell anybody until, I remember it was 2000 or 2001, I had a colleague, and she was an anthropology professor. And I thought, okay, I'm gonna tell her. She seems like a safe person to tell about the progenitor, so I'm gonna tell her. And I told her, and she looked at me and she said, you know, you're a pretty spacey dude, you know that? And it was kind of a negative thing. And I said, okay, well, I'm just not gonna talk about it anymore. Cause I, you know, she wasn't mean to me, but she was, you know, kind of not accepting it. And so I kind of kept it to myself. And it wasn't until, like I said, I mean, things kept happening until 2016, when I kind of went through this spiritual reawakening. At that point, I reconnected with the progenitor, who I now know is Anzar, A-N-Z-A-R. And I have regular contact with him. Every time I do a spirit walk, I talk to him. And he helps me. He gives me information. For instance, a year ago, and, by the way, every spirit walk I take, I record it. I record my voice, what I'm asking, and what I hear. You know, I record that, so I have a full record of all the spirit walks I've taken the last year and a half or so, or 2 years. And it was a year ago that Anzar told me that to prepare for a series of, what did he call them, calamities that are coming. A series of calamities. And of course, I did what most people would do. So, well, what are they? When will it happen? And his answer was always that there are a lot of variables. I can't tell you exactly when it's going to happen, but it will happen. It will be pretty bad, you know. Just he used the word calamities, which is an interesting word.
Got my smoke.
I kept pressing him. You know what? You know, when is it going to happen? He said. He told me, this is a great advice, I think, especially nowadays. Preparations are never wrong, but predictions often are.
Oh, yes, you are hearing a space plane flashback from March 11, 2020. Remember how things used to be?
Predicting it, because there's too many variables. So, but I do think preparations are good. So I-